Well, as I was chatting with my guest before we turned on the microphone this morning, we both reaffirmed how young we were when we first met all these many, many years ago, when I first discovered a person named Fran Pastore, who was starting a women's business development council out of a little office in New Haven. And here we are so many years later, and this has really grown into one of the most comprehensive, I have to say, and service organizations for economic development, business development, workforce development, and particularly for women entrepreneurs and those that want to take their dreams and their businesses to new heights. And I'm so glad that we're still acquainted, and we've got lots to talk about. Fantastic things still happening at the Women's Business Development Council. So we'll get into a conversation about all that they are doing with their founder, Fran Pastore. We just want to remind you about something near and dear to so many of our hearts, and that's our pets. If you love animals, then you want to know the Stratford Animal Care and Control and the Stratford Animal Rescue Society STARS need you. They're asking for community help to provide essential veterinary care for 15 adult cats and 32 kittens that have come into their care in the recent weeks. Each one of these cats and kittens came to the shelter after being found on the streets and removed from neglected situations. So anyone who can help by making a tax-deductible donation can go and do this really quick and easily online at givebutter.com. That's givebutter.com/donate-stars. Anyone who donates $100 or more through Give Butter will receive a Stars supporter t-shirt. And once again, the donation site is givebutter.com/donate-stars. We hope you can help. All right, Fran, I know you're probably an animal lover too, right?
I am. My two dogs are sitting right here, and my daughter rescues cats off the streets of Bridgeport and Stratford all the time. Mm. So, my heart was aching when you were saying that, because I am an animal lover. So thanks for sharing that. I'll make sure that I make a contribution when we hang up.
Oh, you're so great. Excellent. Well, what's been happening? Stupid question to ask because we only have 20 minutes, but what's the latest, greatest stuff going on in your life tied to WBDC? Any more forays across the country or around the world to share the good works that you're doing?
Oh, I wish I could say yes, but no, we haven't been out and about because there's just been so much going on in our own state. I think first and foremost, the most exciting thing that happened in the last couple of weeks was that we moved into our new office in Stamford after being homeless for about 15 months. You might remember we had a fire that destroyed our headquarters in March of 2025. Mm-hmm. And so the headquarters, the folks that occupy the headquarters, of which there are 20 of us, were, you know, working remotely or from one of the other offices. So just a couple of weeks ago, we moved into our new space in Stamford, and we had a grand opening ribbon cutting ceremony on Tuesday. And we're all happy to be back together again.
So for listeners who may not have heard about WBDC or may have heard about it in passing but don't know what about it might be relevant to them, first of all, it's important to reinforce, as I mentioned before we started talking on the air, this isn't just for women.
Right.
Most important thing. Men are welcome to take advantage of the programming and a number of the activities you guys do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, this is our 29th year. It's hard to imagine that we've been around for 29 years, providing entrepreneurial training, education, business advising to entrepreneurs from all over the state of Connecticut. And yes, at any given time, 5 to 10% of our clients are men. We don't turn anybody away. Hmm. So the second most exciting thing that's coming up is this month on September 22nd, we're holding our second annual Catalyst Symposium. Mm-hmm. There will be a series of networking workshops. We're going to have a pitch competition where several female entrepreneurs are going to be competing for $25,000 in capital in the form of a grant. And we're also having a marketplace where many of our clients will be selling their wares. So that's September 22nd at Quinnipiac University from 8:30 to 1, and tickets are available on our website. It's a great way to be introduced to WBDC. You know, if you like what you see there, come and learn more. Our programs have become not only, you know, are we offering more programs, but not only the breadth, but the depth of the programs. We have some amazing leadership in the organization that are really taking the programmatic offerings to the next level by digging deeper with our clients and learning more about the most important topics to them.
Yeah, WBDC has been so great about identifying or at least hedging on trends and movements within entrepreneurship, workforce, economic development, and really, you know, building the toolkit for your members and affiliates right when it's needed. You seldom follow a trend. You often lead it.
Thank you. Well, you know, a lot of that has to do with, you know, the leadership in our state. And I'll give you an example of that. You may not know that we now have a vertical in the childcare industry. And that was one of the programs that was launched at the very, very earliest stages of COVID when the governor deemed childcare providers as essential, right? If we didn't have childcare providers keeping their doors open, our first responders couldn't get back to work. And so we launched a vertical with the help of the current administration. And the purpose was not only to help them be better business, not only to help these women be better business owners, but to provide them with capital so that they can keep the doors open, maintain the number of seats that they had, and also give them some capital so that they could address issues that were preventing them from creating more seats. So we launched that program in April of 2020, and we have continued offering that program with the help of the Office of Early Childhood to date. So right now, anybody that owns a childcare business, a home-based or center-based business, if you're listening, go to our website right now, www.ctwbdc.org. And look at the programs that we are offering specifically for that industry, including accessing grants. That's funding that you need to not only sustain your operation, but to build and grow your operation.
And the ripple effects of this kind of movement and this aggressive support for childcare providers is immense when you look at workforce challenges and how Connecticut needs to continue to be competitive and operating. We need the workforce in the workplace, and they often can't get there because of that barrier of being able to secure trusted, loving childcare.
That is absolutely correct. You know, this is a national issue. It's a broken system. And I'm really proud that Connecticut is really leading the way by making sure that we are doing what we can with the resources that we have to do more than scratch the surface. You know, we are making impact. We can't fix a broken national system, but we are making headway by trying to get the resources to the most vulnerable.
It's impressive looking across this tote board of client impact since 1997. When you look at WBDC having facilitated $90 million worth of clients' accessed capital, that little gas in the tank at $90 million generated almost $1 billion in clients earned revenue in that time. Those numbers are breathtaking.
It's breathtaking, and I do get chills every time I hear it or read it. But, you know, we have kept our foot on the pedal all of this time. We did not skip a beat during COVID. We didn't skip a beat, you know, when we had that devastating fire last year. And I think that the resilience of the team here at WBDC and the passion that they have reverberates to our clients, right? They feel it, right? We're living that resilience, tenacity, and that's really what it takes to be an entrepreneur. And I think when people come to us, they actually feel that. They are working with people who are genuinely interested in their business, who want to help them succeed. You know, oftentimes, you know, our conversations, I hear the business advisors, and, you know, some of these conversations are tough love, but in the end, the testimonials from the client make every single day worthwhile. We actually had a couple of clients here on Tuesday at the grand opening talking about, you know, how we helped them through COVID. You know, 1,000 people on a Zoom call helping people fill out that PPP application. That, you know, is just one of the ways that we responded to crises. So, you know, we're really proud of the work that we do. And we know that 90% of the businesses in our state are small businesses. Hundreds of thousands of them are owned by women. And, you know, we're grateful that over 3,600 women come to us a year to help them scale their business. You know, John, when we started out, because I'll just touch on this for a second. When we started out, most of the businesses that were coming to us were really nascent businesses. They were just getting started. Many of them really didn't even have a well-formulated idea. Today, fast forward, the majority of businesses that are coming to us have been in business for a few years already. We're still, of course, working with nascent businesses. But many of these women have been in business for some time, and they're seeking, you know, capital to scale. And in many cases, they're hiring their first employee or their second employee, and they need help that is different than we have provided in the past. And so that goes back to when I said earlier, you know, really taking a deeper dive to understand better from our clients what their needs are so that we can meet them where they are.
Well, picking up on that conversation, it makes me wonder, I don't recall a conversation where we ever really talked about how big you could get in terms of client relations. I mean, what does the WBDC have to offer to companies like Electric Boat, Sikorsky, Union Carbide, Aetna, you know, the big players here in Connecticut? We got a ton of national and world headquarters employing hundreds of thousands of people. How could WBDC couple into and support businesses of that scope?
Well, you know, many of those companies we work with because they support our work, right? They want a healthier and more vibrant Connecticut, and they support the work that we do as a nonprofit organization through their foundation or their marketing efforts. And so what we're doing for them is really just helping to spread the word. You know, we know that Electric Boat has thousands of job vacancies, and we know that they're contributing to the economy just as we are and just as entrepreneurs are. But the people that are coming to us are really not looking for jobs. They are looking to, and many of them are fleeing jobs where they feel that they've hit some kind of a glass ceiling, or they're dissatisfied and they want to take their future into their own hands and build assets for themselves and their families on their own terms.
That's great. You also help anybody get to know women businesses through your directory. You have a relatively new women-owned business directory that's updated annually.
Yeah, well, I think it's updated on a regular basis as new people come to us. No. But yeah, there are hundreds of women-owned businesses. I mean, from light manufacturers to yoga instructors to eye doctors, interior designers. It is really amazing how that directory has taken off. One of our most interesting clients that I came to know just recently is a toxic waste removal company. Last spring, they received a $25,000 grant from us at one of our pitch competitions, mm-hmm. To buy some new equipment. I mean, women are doing it all, and they are doing it on their own terms. And I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the passing of Gloria Steinem today.
Today, as we gave
Dolly, and Dolly Parton last week. I mean, iconic, amazing women who paved the way and whose lives just impacted so many people in so many ways. Reading about the two of them over the last, few days, and of course, Gloria Steinem just this morning, I realize how much of her legacy WBDC is living. Mm. And, but if not for her, who knows if organizations like ours would even exist.
Sure. And it goes without saying, in these 29 years, you and your team have become very savvy behind the scenes at the State House and in Washington, doing the important, as it's sometimes referred to as, making the sausage in government. But you also have been at the forefront of integrating the workforce into and learning about government through the Women Owned Business Day and all of the activities surrounding that we promote every year.
Absolutely. So Women Owned Business Day, we don't have a date for it yet, but we do. We will be doing that this spring at the State House in Hartford. What's wonderful about that is that it really gives us an opportunity to educate the women that come to us, not necessarily on entrepreneurship, but on the role that government plays in their lives. WBDC has been very involved in the earliest years of the paid family leave movement in our state. I chair that board today, and is one of the most important things in my, in the things that I do for our state that probably ranks next to WBDC as the second most important thing that I do, because so many women and their families, men and women, benefit from having paid leave. We also have been working very, very closely with the Office of Early Childhood on the issues that we're dealing with the child care crisis in the state, as I mentioned earlier. So, yeah, issues that relate to women, children, and families have become something that relates directly to the work that we're doing, not to mention, health insurance. Some of our clients have seen their premiums rise by literally tens of thousands of dollars in the last couple of months. So that's something that I'm hoping that will get tackled in the next legislative session. But those are the kinds of things that we highlight at Women Owned Business Day, because we want people to understand that their elected officials are there for them, that they work for us, that they are available to talk to us and hear from us. And without using your voice, the issues that you care about and impact you and your family may get lost. So you always want to have that opportunity, and that's something that we really enjoy doing, but it gives us great pride, the number of legislators that attend that event, to hear from the women-owned businesses that attend as well.
Well, people need to stay tuned into ctwbdc.org to learn and get your tickets nice and early when they announce the 2027 Women's Business Day at the Capitol. That has been a pillar event for the Women's Business Development Council now for many, many years, and attended by tens of thousands over that time. Fran, I know I promised we'd flip back and remind folks again, some of whom may joined us in the conversation, about this important event, the Catalyst Symposium, coming up September 22nd at Quinnipiac University from 8:30 to 1. You've got quite a program lined up. Let's hear a little bit about the ability for people to go there and experience the marketplace that you have indeed been responsible for creating.
Well, it's going to be great, because you're going to get a chance to shop and mingle and be inspired. The products, the women that are going to be there, are from all over the state. and products. They'll be showcasing their products. It's a great place to do some holiday shopping, a little early holiday shopping. We are going to have a fireside chat with one of the recipients of our Accelerate grant, which is a $25,000 grant, and that is Tammy Gerhardt and Sarah May, who are with Silk City Coffee. They're going to talk about how they turned their business idea into such a success. They recently opened a second location in, I want to say, Willimantic. And then the business breakouts. I mean, you know, how do you get your business funded? How do you access capital? You know, what's working and what's not working in your business? And how do you address it? Where do you go next? How do you pitch yourself? What's your story? Mm. How do you unlock your story so that you can make the best presentation that you possibly can? And then, you know, something that I have always encouraged, which is, you know, building your network. People think networking is an overused word and it's a 90s or whatever word. Building your network is still how things get done. And then there's the afternoon sessions or the later morning sessions, I should say. You know, the biggest obstacle for most women entrepreneurs is, how do I pay myself? What do I pay myself? Mm. So those are some of the things that we're going to be offering. And it'll be really, really exciting. And then we'll announce the winners of the pitch competition.
Very good.
Which happens in the morning. And then we'll announce the winners at the end. And then there's a grab and go. Then there's a grab and go lunch, which is really fun, too.
Yeah. Buy your tickets at ctwbdc.org. This organization has been doing incredible work for almost 30 years. The Women's Business Development Council, they've been the leader in entrepreneurial training and financial education for tens of thousands of women, developing tens of thousands of jobs, developing almost $1 billion in business for the Connecticut economy, also delivering programs and services, advocacy that all result in economic development and financial security for individuals and businesses throughout Connecticut. WBDC is not just for women. Guys, it's a hidden gem. Get to know it. They will help your business. Fran Pastore was the one who came up with the idea for this whole crazy ride, and she's been my guest for this segment on the program. Fran, I so appreciate you and your time and all the great work you do. We'll talk to you again soon.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.